Hi, I'm Paul Rogers.
I'm Elliot Epstein, and I've spent my life
at the buyer-seller interface. And together, we're going to explore negotiation tactics
to give you insights,
not only from a buyer's point of view, but from a seller's point of view, to better understand
how these negotiations take place.
I'm a procurement guy. I'm part of a team.
Well, I would say there's an obvious tactic.
It's the price tag attached to achieving that outcome that the buyer is excited about.
There's a price to pay for expertise. If you want the expertise of a professional organisation providing a total solution, that's the price.
And it would help us if you were able to reduce your rates, because alternatively we'll have to go to tender.
Oh, the magic word, the T word.
The T word indeed, yes.
So what's the level of acumen out there in procurement in assessing what is a reasonable margin for people to be offering?
Because I assume that I'm the only client that you've got.
Oh my God, how self-delusionary can you get?
One of the problems that many sellers have is that no matter what's on the business card, it does not tell you whether you're dealing with Valerie Value or Peter Price.
Tell me about, or what are the things that you're looking for is open. How simply gives you a process. Who simply gives you a name.
And he said, you're not buying nuts and bolts from Boeing now, laddie.
It shouldn't just be about a power ratio that's out of whack, where you as the seller have to justify every position and they just sit back and cop it.
When you're buying services, it's not the same as when you're buying materials and goods.
So it goes back to that age-old adage, if you want to make a stupid decision, it's your call. So sit back, relax, enjoy the discussion and learn how we can win more deals at the negotiation table.
This has been an Ursa Minor audio presentation.